Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English.
Hi Chris.
Hi Andrew.
We're going to talk about clothes today. What are you wearing?
Well, I've got my black trainers on, sort of skate shoe style. Some blue jeans, a green, plain grey even.
Yes.
I thought it was green. T-shirt and a big sort of burgundy woolen jumper.
Burgundy. I would say purple, but
really?
Yeah, purple. Yeah. I'm similar. I've got my Converse trainers on, some dark blue jeans, and a grey hooded jumper.
No t-shirt.
I do have a t-shirt. Yes. Again, it's a greyish t-shirt. So we're both quite scruffy.
Yeah.
Really, aren't we? Some people might say casual. But we're more towards the scruffy end.
Especially with the trainers.
Yes,
I think
especially
well.
With trainers and a hood on my sweatshirt.
Is this what you normally wear, Andrew?
I do. I tend to dress in a very similar style almost every day. A little bit scruffy, a little bit casual. And very occasionally I will dress up more smartly, but I don't normally have to. What about you, Chris?
I think likewise. I usually wear similar clothes, perhaps a different style of jumper rather than a woolen one.
That's yes.
Just because it's a bit colder.
Yes.
But generally jeans or trousers and a t-shirt.
Yes. In the past, have you had a job where you had to dress in a particular way?
I've had a couple of jobs where I certainly had to dress smarter and more formally than I do now.
So what type of things did you have to wear to be more formal?
Well, back in Ukraine, I had to wear smart trousers. So more like suit trousers and a shirt rather than a t-shirt.
Okay.
When I went into businesses.
Yes.
And so I wore that most days, actually, because even if I didn't have a business class in the morning, it was just simple to remember, wear a shirt today.
Yes.
Rather than trust the morning instinct, shirt or t-shirt.
Yes. And did you have to wear a tie?
I did not in Ukraine. It was definitely not the convention to wear a tie.
Okay.
I don't think I saw anyone ever wearing a tie in Ukraine.
Very strange. Very strange. In the UK, quite often for formal jobs, you have to wear a tie as a gentleman. And leather shoes, normally.
Leather shoes. Well, Ukraine was a bit different during the winter with all the snow.
Of course.
Boots were quite accepted.
Boots were accepted, yes. Maybe traditional clothing is very influenced by the climate.
What about you, Andrew? Have you had a job with different clothes?
In the past, there has been occasions where I've had an important meeting, or in a job where I worked in an office previously, it was smart casual, but more towards the smart end. So again, it would be similar, proper trousers and a shirt. But I also did some youth work in the past, and occasionally we'd have a fancy dress party.
Like the carnival.
Exactly, like the carnival coming up in Badajoz.
Have you got a costume for the carnival?
I don't. My daughter has a costume for her school. They're going to dress up in an Arabic style.
Oh, wow.
With big baggy trousers and baggy top as well. What about you, Chris? Will you be dressing up?
Probably.
Okay.
I haven't got a costume yet. I guess I need to get one.
Yes.
I don't know what to go for. I'm not good with fancy dress.
No. My favourite fancy dress was in the film Karate Kid.
Yeah.
When he went as a shower and he had a shower curtain and pulled the shower around himself. But yeah, pirate is another good option.
Pirate is a good option. Yeah, slightly warmer as well.
With the eye patch and the hook on the arm. Yes.
And the parrot.
But it will be good fun in Badajoz looking at all the different
costumes,
all the different styles. We're out of time for today. We'll have to finish it there. See you, Chris.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English, Intermediate Plus Listening Practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises, and things to help improve your English.